USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Americans are expected to spend nearly $26 billion on Valentine's Day this year.
That's one of the highest amounts to date, up from nearly $24 billion last year. The National Retail Federation estimates that shoppers will spend an average of just over $192 per person on gifts. I'm Trey Thomas.
The suspect responsible for the mass shooting at Michigan State University on Monday night is dead. Officials say a 43-year-old man with no affiliation to the school killed three people and critically wounded five. MSU Police Interim Deputy Chief Chris Rossman.
This truly has been a nightmare that we are living tonight, but we have remained laser focused on the safety of our campus, our students, and the surrounding community.
U.S. Navy crews participating in efforts to raise a Chinese spy balloon in waters off South Carolina have recovered a portion of the array from the ocean floor. A senior defense official did not say how big the payload was, but did describe it as significant in size and that the crews got the electronics they were looking for. Eight people were injured when a man took a truck on a rampage in New York City.
62-year-old Wang Soar sped through the streets of New York City Monday in a rented U-Haul truck. It's not clear what started the driving rampage, which began in the Brooklyn neighborhood of Bay Ridge and ended near the Battery Tunnel. Police say Soar told them he wanted to die. Soar rented the truck in Florida on January 23rd and was arrested for reckless driving on his way to New York. He also has four previous arrests in Nevada, where he used to live. Seven civilians and one police officer were injured. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Today is League of Women's Voters Day, the anniversary of the creation of one of the most powerful voices in women's suffrage movement and voters' rights advocacy. This is USA News.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover. We'll help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A national state of emergency has been declared this morning in New Zealand. Cyclone Gabrielle swept away roads, inundated homes, and left roughly a quarter of a million people without power in New Zealand Tuesday. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins called it the most significant weather event New Zealand has ever seen this century.
A lot of families displaced, a lot of homes without power, extensive damage done across the country. It will take us a wee while to get a handle on exactly what's happened. I want to acknowledge those families that are currently functioning without power and in some cases without communications. We'll be working as quickly as we can.
Super Bowl 57 in Arizona was the first time the big game was played in a state with legalized sports betting. A year from now, the game happens in a place with sports betting and a whole lot more.
Las Vegas is, as they say at the NFL draft, on the clock. And when it comes to hosting big events,
we know how to do it in Las Vegas.
Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he has every confidence in Vegas.
They really have done an extraordinary job understanding how we want to present the NFL in that community, but more importantly, how to do it Las Vegas style.
Until 5 years ago, the league banned Las Vegas from even advertising during a Super Bowl. Today, 33 states have legalized sports betting, and the league has numerous deals with casinos and betting sites. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
For USA News, I'm Lance Pry.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.